Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our attention to Quest Diagnostics, Inc., a leading provider of diagnostic information services. Quest plays a crucial role in the healthcare industry, offering a wide range of tests that help patients and doctors make informed health decisions. We'll discuss how behavioral finance impacts their strategic decisions, their DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the healthcare sector. Let's dive in.
Quest Diagnostics has a significant impact on the healthcare industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the representativeness heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in pricing and service offerings?
Loss aversion is a key factor for Quest Diagnostics, especially given the high stakes involved in healthcare. The company may be more inclined to avoid risks that could lead to financial losses, such as investing in unproven technologies or expanding into markets with uncertain demand. This conservative approach can help protect their bottom line, but it may also limit opportunities for growth. The representativeness heuristic can also influence Quest's decision-making, where the company might generalize based on past successes or failure when making new strategic decisions. For example, if a particular service offering has been successful in one market, they might assume it will perform similarly in another without fully accounting for different market conditions. While these biases can help manage risk, they also require careful consideration to avoid missed opportunities.
This cautious approach has made Quest Diagnostics a reliable performer in the healthcare sector, appealing to investors who prioritize stability and long-term security.
Exactly. Quest's focus on minimizing risk through careful decision-making aligns well with the expectations of investors who value consistent performance in a highly regulated industry like healthcare. However, this also means that the company must be vigilant in exploring new opportunities that align with their risk tolerance.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Quest Diagnostics. As a healthcare company serving diverse populations, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Quest Diagnostics, given their role in serving a broad and diverse patient population. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the company's ability to deliver inclusive and equitable healthcare services. A diverse workforce brings a variety of perspectives that are crucial for understanding and meeting the needs of different communities. For investors, Quest's commitment to DEI can signal a socially responsible company that is well-positioned to serve a diverse market, which is increasingly important in today's healthcare environment. Additionally, DEI efforts can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining a high level of service in the healthcare industry.
Investors are definitely taking DEI into account, especially in healthcare, where the ability to serve diverse populations effectively is vital for long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Quest Diagnostics not only strengthens its ability to meet the needs of a diverse patient base, but also enhances its reputation and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Quest Diagnostics operates in a rapidly changing healthcare environment. How does the company adapt to these changes, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Quest Diagnostics operates in a dynamic healthcare market, where rapid technological advancements and changing regulations are the norms. The company's ability to adapt to these changes is crucial for maintaining its market position. From a behavioral finance perspective, Quest's approach to market adaptation involves balancing innovation with risk management. The company carefully evaluates new technologies and market opportunities before committing significant resources, which helps manage the risks associated with rapid change. However, they must also be mindful of the potential for inertia or resistance to change, which can occur if the company becomes too reliant on past successes or entrenched processes.
This adaptability is essential for Quest Diagnostics, especially as they face competition from both traditional healthcare providers and newer, tech-driven companies entering the diagnostic space.
Exactly. Quest's ability to navigate the complexities of the healthcare market while maintaining a focus on innovation and patient care ensures that it remains a strong competitor in the industry. However, they must continue to evolve and adapt to stay ahead of emerging trends and challenges.
Now, let's compare Quest Diagnostics to other companies in the healthcare sector like LabCorp, Abbott Laboratories, and Thermo Fisher Scientific. How do Quest's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Quest Diagnostics' dynamics are often compared to other healthcare leaders like LabCorp, Abbott Laboratories, and Thermo Fisher Scientific, particularly in their approach to innovation, risk management, and patient care. Quest's emphasis on risk aversion and cautious expansion appeals to investors looking for stability and long-term security. LabCorp, with its similar focus on diagnostic services, often competes directly with Quest in the same markets. But Quest's commitment to patient-centered care gives it a unique edge. Abbott Laboratory and Thermo Fisher Scientific, while also involved in diagnostics, have broader portfolios that include medical devices and research products, appealing to investors interested in a more diversified healthcare play. Quest's specialization in diagnostic services provides a focused value proposition, but it also means they must excel in this niche to maintain their market position.
And unlike Abbott or Thermo Fisher, which have diversified businesses, Quest Diagnostics' strength lies in its specialization in diagnostics, which has allowed it to build deep expertise and a strong market presence in this area.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Quest Diagnostics, the focus on specialization and risk management provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare sector.
To sum up, Quest Diagnostics' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clear picture of what drives Quest Diagnostics' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Thank you.